Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Big John returning. John, pick it up. I see these guys are making that noise with the mic because they can't let them touch us. These are very sensitive. Like that. Pick it up, John, where you left off.
Yeah, Pastorini, I wouldn't call them rioters. I call them protesters.
You know? Yeah, you're right.
Bellisario, what he said was he told the army to stand down backing him because he said the entire federal government in Brazil was against him. So he couldn't govern the country. The entire government was taken over by these communists, woke, whatever they want. I guess you call them communists. So he said he couldn't govern. So he fled the country.
The courts and all of the intelligence agencies were taken over, weren't they?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's exactly the pattern. They have a pattern in what they're doing.
And what did Biden tell Bolsonaro about the election? Told him what? Don't protest it.
You have to accept it, yeah.
Yeah, he told him you have to accept it. It's the same, exactly. They did it exactly the same way they did it here. Now, the question is, during the next election, have the people smartened up? Now, we've got some Jim Jordan, and there are some halfway alive, intelligent Republicans that are not rhinos in our Congress now. Praise God for those that are not rhinos. And so they understand about voter fraud. They're learning more and more about voter fraud. We've been telling people everything we told them about what was going to happen has come right down the pike. The voter fraud in that election that was the last two elections were just unbelievable. It was over the top. And everyone and anyone that says that's not true is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. And you will not find one of those talking heads out there at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, or Fox News like Bret Baier that would dare come on this radio program and sit across from me and discuss this, because they can't do that. They know that they'll be nailed. And so we had enough evidence. I have documentation of foot high of all the voter fraud around the country. It's unbelievable. And more and more come out every day.
About that, Pastor Ernie. Oh, can I butt in here for just a minute, too?
Yeah, that's why you're here.
All right. Listen, next week is the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos.
Davos, yep.
And one of I have the list of who's coming from America, and Governor Kemp from Georgia. He's going to go to the World Economic Forum meeting. And an honored guest is Ray from the FBI.
Ray Epps?
No. Wait, Christopher Ray, head of the FBI.
Christopher Ray from the FBI.
Oh.
Yeah.
I blanked on his name for a minute.
Ray Epps would probably be there, too. You know.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, he would be. So, but
now, because we know all the corruption in Georgia, and Kemp was right in the middle of it, and
yep.
Now he's going to the they're out in the open now. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Completely out in the open.
Well, they are with the whole depopulation program. That's what's happening here, and in America, the Department of Defense is behind the depopulation program. Now, there's somebody else that's very well known. His name is McCarthy. Okay. He happens to be Speaker of the House now. He's been there several times, had lunch with Klaus Schwab twice, and was considered a member of the World Health Economic Forum. Now, after saying that, I want to say that those 20 real patriot congressmen, Republicans, and we were backing them all along when you had all these people, you had Hannity and all of these people. Mark Levin. All these people going after him. What's his name? Newt Gingrich.
Yep, and that's another one.
All of them. But we were saying, no, these people are heroes. These people are heroes, and they are heroes. Now, And so praise the good Lord that we have these people, but we have to, here's what we need to do, okay? We need to call, you folks out there, listen, you need to have a pen and paper. All of you need to call your congressman, all of you, at 202-224-3121. And you need to demand that Chris Ray, Merrick Garland, and all those people, Nancy Pelosi, all of those people, especially on that January 6th committee, end up in that same dirty jail where Christian patriots have been held. It won't be justice until that happens. And especially that dirty cop Baird, that dirty cop, that one who killed Miss Babbitt, shot her in cold blood, murdered her. That dirty cop needs to be one of the first ones to go. They all need to be in that same dirty jail that the true Americans are in today. What do you think of that, John?
I think you're right on, Pastor Ernie. These people, it's just amazing. Right in our face, right in front of us, no one's protected. The courts, they should get due process in the courts. But no, they're just kept in there. And all the criminals that burnt down the cities in America, and they burnt, remember the fires that they were doing in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
The peaceful protests.
How many of them went to jail, Pastor?
They didn't.
And if any of them did go to jail, they were getting bailed out by our politicians.
But Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She was bailing out the worst, the dirtiest of them, yeah.
One of them actually committed murder
afterwards. And so this is why we have to resist, and we have to resist. The Bible says we resist under blood, okay? And so that's what we have to do. But we have to call our congressman and insist. Everybody, call your congressman and insist. That number, again, is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And tell him to put Mitch McConnell there, too. He deserves to be with the rest of them because he's a rhino and he sold us out.
Yep.
And we're tired of being sold out, aren't we?
Pastor Ernie, my congressman here in Texas, Crenshaw, he called the 20 Patriot congressmen there. He called them terrorists and there was another word he used, terrorists and insurrectionists. And he did it on, I think it was a CNN show.
Yeah.
And yet, not once did he call any of the Democrats there and all the things that they were doing and Nancy Pelosi and all. He never called them terrorists and insurrectionists, but within the Republican Party, he did.
So, you know, again, let's just refer to him as Rhino Crenshaw. Rhino Crenshaw. That's his new name. Yeah,
that's too soft. We have to get another name for him, Pastor Ernie.
I think someone called him Eye Patch McCain. That's pretty low.
Mm. What if we called him a Democrat? Can you get any worse than that?
I don't know.
Well, it sounds fitting.
Okay. All right. Something also that's happening here. Before I go there, I just wanted to say about betrayal. You know, to us, betrayal is repulsive. Betrayal, but to the Democrats, betrayal, if you can betray, and this goes all the way back to Karl Marx. Remember what Joseph Stalin said? To rest your head on the breast of a friend, to gain his complete trust, and then thrust a dagger in his back. There's nothing sweeter. You can sleep good at that. Now, that's Joseph Stalin. That mindset is within the communist collective. Remember how Jimmy Carter, after all those meetings and talking all those nice good things about the Shah of Iran, how he betrayed the Shah of Iran.
Oh, yeah, threw him under the bus. Ushered in basically radical Islam into the 21st century.
Remember Barack Obama, when he made all those gestures to Barak, the president of Egypt, and all of the things working together and this and that, and then what did he do? He betrayed him, and Barak ended up in prison. Remember when
Gaddafi also
Gaddafi Yep. They were praising Muammar Gaddafi, remember?
Oh, yeah. Both Obama and Hillary. And when they brought him, see, if you can bring down someone of stature within the collective and you get away with it, then your stock is raised up in the collective as being, you know, someone who can do that, okay? As being a Judas. To them, being a Judas is a good thing, okay? To us, it's repulsive, but to a Democrat, it's a good thing.
The dangerous thing about that is both Hosni Mubarak and Gaddafi basically kept radical Islam under control for 20, 30 years in their countries. Once they got rid of those two leaders, the Muslim Brotherhood basically took over. And in Egypt, the military actually had to go in about 6 months later and get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood. But it was devastating what Obama and Hillary did in the Middle East. We're still paying for it.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a quiz, okay? The quiz is this. Who is the biggest threat to Americans, to everyday Christian Americans? Who is the biggest threat? Is it China? Is it Russia? Is it North Korea? Or is it the Democratic Party?
I was going to say our own politicians.
Oh, yeah. The Democrat Party, without a doubt, Pastor.
They're the biggest threat, the biggest enemy of free America, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, look what they're doing at the border.
Okay. Now, we've been telling people for a long time, and we've been telling them, and now I heard some of the Congress. John, I actually heard talking about they suspect that Biden is working with the drug cartels by keeping the border open so that the drug cartels can bring in the drugs, the fentanyl, and kill people. And they suspect, too, that he is keeping a supply of children for the pedophiles. Now, let me ask you this. There's one political party that's flush from top to bottom with pedophiles. Which party is that?
Well, of course, it's the Democrat Party.
Okay. It's flush. Now, a lot of people wanted to know why I often would say, Adam Schiff, leave the little boys alone. Adam Schiff, leave the little boys alone.
Look at Biden with his hands always on the little girls. Always, yeah. Even to this day. There's some meeting, a group meeting with him. He makes a beeline right to the little girl.
Yeah.
He's got his hands on his shoulder. He's got his hands on their hair.
He literally, if you look at a lot of these YouTube videos, he'll push the parents away to get the little girls to be right on top of them, and the parents just stand there and watch.
I was watching. That was one of the new senator's wives, and. She had this little girl about 9 years old, and Joe Obama was trying to smell her hair. And this woman's trying to pull the girl away, and she's got this look on her face like, what's wrong with you? And she's trying to pull the over, and Biden's trying to, his nose.
Yeah, fighting. There's one, it's an older one, with Jeff Sessions, and he actually slaps Biden's hand and pulls the kid away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just horrible.
But as bad as all that is, Biden took it to a new height.
Yeah.
He recently had a drag queen at the White House and smelled the drag queen's hair.
So did he really?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah. That's bad.
Jeez.
So.
It could be perversion. It could also be dementia. Maybe he just doesn't know any better.
A lot of people have dementia, but very few of them smell people's hair.
Well, he's been a hair sniffer his whole life.
Well,
he gets off on that stuff.
You know, I could have been in real danger because, so when he was the senator there, and I was at the Russell Building there, the Senate Building, I was walking down the hallway, and when I got halfway down that hallway, it's the first time that I've never seen anybody that nobody was in that hallway. And just as I walked by, right next to me, the door opens and Biden steps out. He steps right out and puts his hand out and said, "I'm Senator Biden." And I told him I'm Pastor Sanders, and he asked me, "What brought you here?" I said, I'm here for the pro-life conference. And he said, "Well, you know, not everybody's pro-life." I said, "God is." And I said, "As far as I'm concerned, you're pro-life or you're low-life." And with that, he started walking real fast, and I was walking real fast with him, and he walked faster and I walked faster. And he broke out in a flat-out run, okay? I mean, he ran down and got in the elevator. I actually thought he was going to stick his tongue out, but he didn't. But I pictured that. And believe me, if he was to go behind the gym with Donald Trump, it wouldn't go good for him, okay? Mm-mm. So Uncle Joe is not so bold, you know, as when they try to...
Yeah, he said he'd like to take Trump behind the gym, I remember.
Yeah, but what if he had come out behind me? He could have run up and smelled my hair, and I wouldn't even have known it. I could have been in real danger.
Yep.
Okay.
Pastor Ernie, have you seen the latest video of Klaus Schwab saying all laws against, what do they call them? They don't call them pedophiles anymore. They call them about...
minor attractive people.
Minor attractive, yeah. Not only did I see it, we played it. We played it here.
Oh, okay.
This week, earlier this week.
Yeah.
See,
this is how they're out in the open now. They would not have said that, well, I don't know, 5 years ago they wouldn't have said, but we knew it. We knew it from various ways. We knew that they were deep into pedophilia. Now Klaus Schwab comes out promoting it and saying all the international laws should be dropped and pedophilia should be the pedophiles should be protected like a minority and group and all. So there, and not a word about the children. It was all about the pedophiles, how terrible it is that they're treated like this. Nothing about the horror, what they're doing to the children. It's like, say, I saw it the same as abortion, Pastor Ernie. When you deal with the abortion people, all they talk about is the women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. Nothing about the baby that's being killed.
Now, yeah, the victims.
Klaus Schwab, all they're talking about is the, you want sympathy for the pedophiles and nothing about the monstrous things they've done to children.
John, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Schwab that took that whole concept one step further, even more gross, and was using pedophilia in the context of his depopulation agenda, and saying,
he was saying
they're the children, only hope for the world. The pedophiles are the only hope for the world.
That was Klaus Schwab, right?
Right.
Because children can't get pregnant.
The reason for that is pedophiles don't have big families. That was it. They don't have children. The pedophiles. They don't have children. They don't marry and have children. And he said something about the youth that were involved in pedophilia. They don't get married either. So it's destroying the family unit. That's why he's promoting it, because pedophilia will destroy the family unit.
By destroying the child.
Yes.
Alrighty.
I mean, these are monsters.
You know, there's some things that we know is they are planning to do. One of those, there's going back to the schools. They're planning to do some more of those lockdowns and things, aren't they? In our public school system.
Yeah, you know what? I'll step in there, Pastor. And one of the things that's come up on my radar, and this is in the context of my volunteer work with Protect Ohio Children. Word circulated within the last couple of days of a local school near us. I believe it was West Geauga Schools, but the school went into lockdown, which is basically they sequester all the children and tell them they have to shelter in place in their rooms. And it came out later that this lockdown was in reaction to a child passing out. That's the word that went around. So the kids, of course, are sheltered in place, and they're text messaging each other and their parents and everything, and the police and EMS show up. And the we don't know for sure, but this is a prediction. The concept that's circulated now among the parents who were looking at this and concerned is that these kids, some of these kids in these woke families, have heaven knows how many different jabs they have. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are kids on 5 jabs now? I don't even know. And so the fear is that that's going to be the next shoe to drop. That's the next wave. Instead of watching these well-toned athletes dropping on football and soccer fields, that maybe we're going to start hearing a lot of these school lockdowns, quote-unquote, and kids going into shelter in place with EMS showing up for children who have, you know, heart issues or who knows what kind of smokescreen they're going to put up. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, of course, I'd love to think that that's not true, but it's a possible prediction, and it seems to fit with the fact set and pattern.
So we're always urging people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. If you love them, get them out of there. Homeschool them, put them in a private Christian school. But, folks, you have an article right here. In fact, Jonathan talks about study shows that COVID vaccine damages heart muscles, leading to death. And we had just had a study prior to the COVID vaccine, if you call it a vaccine. Prior to that, there was an average worldwide of athletes that die in the field, whether it's tennis players or soccer players, 28 a year. Afterwards, after the shot, now it's the last year was 20, and the year 22 was, no, the year 21, that was the last one they had, was 1,600 had died around the world, either playing soccer, playing football, or basketball, and you're just not hearing it. Just in the past couple of days, you had an Air Force football player, he just went down. You just had another one. I just heard part of that. But you're not going to hear it reported on by NBC, ABC, or CBS.
Can I interject something there? You know, to me, this is a very telling sign. I have a very close friend of mine is a commercial pilot for one of the airlines. And we talk regularly about what's going on with the pilots and the jabs and everything. I don't know if you saw this, but you know one of the most highest paid, most desired and sought after people of these uber wealthy, these globalists like Klaus Schwab and everything, you know who they're paying the big bucks to? Unjabbed pilots. Because they don't want to go up there and die. They don't want the pilots passing out. It's telling. It's a crystal clear tell to me that they know what's going on. They're not even pretending to hide it. They're going out there and advertising for unjabbed pilots.
Well, something else, Peter McCullough, and others, they're trying to start unjabbed blood banks, where, you know, for people that need blood, that they can get unvaxxed blood. Okay, but here again, they're showing more and more. We're going to see more and more of this, where you're going to see these kids are dropping dead. They're dying from these because their parents did not listen. They did not listen. Okay, they trusted.
Do you see all these celebrities that are dying also? Look, if they've got long-term cancer or something, all right. But a lot of them, they're just, they don't tell you what they died from. If they don't tell you, then it's pretty well sure that it's all of a sudden they died in their sleep or they found them dead in the bathroom or something. And this is the warnings that we receive from, you know, the real true doctors and scientists. It's right in front of us right now with all these deaths. There's a big increase in cancer because the shots weaken the immune system, and it's throwing like gasoline on the fire of cancer. So this is all going to increase. They'll blame that just on cancer. There's no way are they going to connect that with the shots. They just won't do it.
Well, we're seeing people that I know, you know, they're dying every day. Family members, people in the church who are family members that have took the shot are dying all the time, left and right. And
do you remember that member in your church that I don't know if you pleaded with him, but you told him not to take the shot. You gave him, he watched the video you had.
No, I didn't plead with him. What happened? We showed the video. We showed the video on this RNA COVID, the spike proteins, and he was there and he saw it, okay? And that was on a Sunday evening, and Tuesday he went and got the shot, and Thursday he died, okay?
Yeah.
I also told, I did tell some of our death row inmates, I told them, don't take it. They were offering him $10 and extra food, $10 and extra food to take the shot, and they took it and died. They died with blood clots. And, So they are dropping left and right. But you're not going to hear about that. John, in a normal year, I do two to three, on average, two to three funerals in a normal year. You know, and I've been doing that for about the past 50. This year, or the year 2022, I did 9 funerals. And the funeral homes tell me that they are busy. They've never been so busy. Guess what the insurance company said? They said the life insurance claims are up 40%. 40%.
Yeah, they're running out of money.
Yeah. And so, and yet, how much of this do you hear anything at NBC, ABC, or CBS on that? No. That's why we keep trying to tell people, folks, you sit there and you watch them, and people are still being conditioned by them, and they're a part of the collective. They are the enemy. And I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem to register with people. So, you know.
I think they're actually starting to pick up on it, though, because if you go, like, read comments on websites, news sites, or social media, you don't have that rabid, you had better get the vaccine or else. It's like they're quieting down. I think even the people that have been vaccinated are starting to see something's wrong.
Should we let Jonathan read an article on the air?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan.
He's got a good voice for radio.
Okay, look here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for not saying that I have a good voice for radio.
Start with the headlines.
Okay. Well, actually, I want to ask a question first.
Sure, okay.
John, or Pastor, you guys, anyone know, to the best of my recollection, all of these waves of immigrants, of these migrants coming across the invasion at the southern border, are they still not subject to jab?
They're not subject to the jab.
They're given hotel rooms and fed and everything. There's no...
When our veterans are dying on the streets...
Yeah.
In fact, they even transferred some of the money from the VA. Biden wanted to do that to give some of the veterans money to give these guys that's coming in food and place to stay.
Because veterans might
and healthcare.
Republican.
And health care.
College education, too. The Arizona governor, I think, is trying to push a bill for $40 million for the illegal immigrants for college education.
And so, meanwhile, there's still push going on all over the media and commercials and everything, trying to get people to go out and get more jabs. But the people are coming across the border, nothing. Not a peep.
Correct.
No interest in getting them to go out and get jabs.
Now, read the second article. The second article is the one that you should read because it's got to do with here's what they're doing, what people don't realize. But go ahead, read the headline.
Science finally admits that artificial sweeteners cause sudden death, but only to deflect from COVID jabs.
That's right.
Okay. So it's the sweeteners and not the jab.
Right. Yeah, all of a sudden the sweeteners, you know, those that's sitting on the table at the restaurant, they cause sudden death. But that's just all of a sudden.
Remember, it was saccharin back in the 1970s, so they were finally they're right.
But that's all of a sudden, but we're still not hearing about the jabs, have we?
Isn't it, I'm pretty sure that, what are we calling climate now? Climate adjustment or climate change or climate... circumstance, whatever they call it. Is it the climate thing? Is that's what's leading to all these people dying?
That's right. That's right. That's doing it.
No, Pastor Ernie, the real cause is we're saying all these things about the shot. It's putting such pressure on people that took the shot. It's raising their blood pressure. It's causing heart problems. So their hearts are dying. They're dying from heart attacks because of what we're saying about taking the shot.
Oh,
that's what
I thought.
It's our fault.
Yeah,
it's
because
our fault.
Yeah,
okay.
It's our fault.
You know, I was concerned about one of these, some of them maybe being affected, by driving down racist roads or racist bridges, because I saw Buttigieg was talking about that we have racist highways in this country, that needs to be equity, needs to be done. And so, I never know. If I go to get on a highway that I'm not familiar with, what if it's racist? And you never know these bridges. You go over a bridge, you could be on a racist bridge, right?
Well, that's why we got, good people in government looking out for us.
Okay.
They'll take care of those racist bridges.
Yeah.
Plus, don't forget that I'm sure that a lot of the excess death is Trump's fault.
Yeah. Well, the Russians were involved in it, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things you... one of the promises with that is that these people that drive across these racist bridges end up thinking they know what a woman is, when, of course, we know. Right? I mean, yeah. I mean, who knows what a woman is, right? And so there you go. These are the woke. We need a list. I need a list of those woke corporations. I need the biggest list to put out that we need to absolutely boycott. I know that when the CEO Koch came out and said we have to be less white, okay, well, I stopped drinking Coke right at that point, and I've become whiter and whiter ever since. So look at how white I am now, okay?
So, Pastor, is a plug for one of my volunteer activities, Unwoke Investing. That's the company that's on. We did deep dive into all of the companies that started boycotting Twitter when Elon Musk took over. We did all. We're doing all kinds of stuff to reveal those companies that you're talking about.
Well, get me a list of them, and I'll reveal them here on the air.
Okay. All right, I'll get it to you.
Well, we can. Craig, take us to the break. right, we've done a number of programs on this here. Ed Dow, who we've had on the program in the past, he is warning that 7,500 Americans are killed or disabled every day as the vax jabs take heavy, heavy toll. USA employing under a decivilization assault. And that's exactly right. And so weapons expert Mark Steele has warned the public that the 5G weapon system designed to kill people masquerading as being advanced in technology for enhancing communications and faster downloads. An expert, Robert Steele, said 5G represents a heinous crime of a person understands the motive behind the deployment. Well, tell me, John, is that just a another one of conspiracy theory, or has that been proven by a number of scientists?
Well, it's actually starting to be proved, Pastor Ernie. I mean, in Japan, they're proving it. In Germany, they proved it. Great Britain, they proved it. That's just off the top of my head. I think in India also. And here, we're proving it, but the government absolutely, it will not pay any attention to it. None. They want the people to die. It's obvious, Pastor Ernie. They want the people to die.
This is why we're going to be showing that film at 4 o'clock on Sunday. All the documentation's there, right from the Department of Defense. And so, folks, this is why we're here trying to warn people. You know, you got to come out of La La Land. You got to get awake. Yes.
Can I interject something?
Sure.
So here's a perspective that I encourage everybody to consider. It used to be, when you look back a couple hundred years at the way warfare was conducted, we all have seen those movies where, like, the soldiers all line up in bright uniforms and they march in order, and then they go up and they shoot muskets, and then they fall, and then the other people shoot, and then suddenly there was a change, a huge change, and we went to guerrilla warfare, and then new weapons are created, and then there's chemical warfare, and then there are bombs and airplanes. It's constantly evolving. Warfare is evolving. So for people out there looking at this stuff that's happening and the jabs and all these things and thinking, boy, that might lead us to war one day, I would encourage anybody thinking that way to change your thinking. We are at war
already.
Presently.
We're absolutely at war. You're absolutely right. And they're knocking the simple-minded off left and right. They're knocking those off who didn't listen. They got the jabs, and people, so many of them that have gotten the jabs, they feel, even because they were warned and they didn't listen, and they feel so embarrassed that even when one of the relatives, I had a guy call me, tell me that five of them, there were four of them, and he had four siblings. They're all, I guess, around in their 50s or 60s. And his siblings pressured him to take the jab, and he said, and he listened to me on the radio. He said he would have taken it had he not heard the radio program. We talked about it, and he warned them. He warned them about what he'd heard on this program, and they laughed at him. They said, that's conspiracy theory. They all took the jab, and they all died. And because they all went in together, and so that batch of what they had to be, you know, one of the bad ones, okay?
You know what's happening with that, and this is for anybody that works in healthcare out there, and I've got some friends in nursing. I mentioned one of them. She's under attack, and I've talked to her about this. You know what? It's these people are incredibly deceitful, and they have incredible foresight and planning. They've been planning this for who knows how many years. So here's what's happening. Those batches of all those jabs out there, they have different dosing instructions, yep, and they're very complicated and they're hard to follow, and you don't really know what the ingredients are. And so what's starting to happen, we're already starting to see this, and I think it's going to get worse and worse. In order to avoid liability and culpability, the pharmaceutical companies are going to point the finger at the nurses and say the nurses didn't read the dosing properly. So if they are able to track back and attach the death to that jab,
that's what they're doing with remdesivir. That's exactly what they've been doing with remdesivir.
Yeah, the same thing with remdesivir.
Yeah.
They're going to start doing with the comorbidity or whatever it's called, all that stuff. The same thing. They're going to point the finger and try and evade blame.
Well, one good thing is a lot of lawsuits taking place now against these hospitals and that to force their people to take them, okay, because they went along with them. And they're not, you'll notice something too. You notice some of these guys that were snowed, they were snickered and snuckered. And I'm talking about people like Franklin Graham. He trusted them. He knows better now. But you notice how they're quiet? They're not pushing. You're not hearing any of them pushing now. They were out there telling people, go ahead and get the, now they're dead silence. And
because, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. If you kind of go through the comments, the social media, you don't have that rabid, get the vaccine. It's like the people that have already taken it are, I think, worried, and they're quiet.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, who was that preacher? He was a Baptist preacher from Dallas. I mean, he was like an evangelist for the shots. He used to be on Fox News.
He was one of, Donald Trump's spiritual advisors. And he's still on Salem. And they were using their church. He was loving people. Now, he's not doing that now. You don't hear him saying anything now. They're very quiet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he was an evangelist to take the shots.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, Franklin Graham was telling people to take the shot. Franklin Graham, from what I understand, had got myocarditis. Yeah. And then his niece also. Okay, and so now he's not anymore. He's not pushing it anymore either. We were trying to tell people, John, do you remember this? Remember this. Before one person had taken the shot, before anybody had taken the shot, they had tested it on animals. They tested it on animals, and they were showing you, we told you that the animals that they tested on, eight animals, all eight of them died. All eight of them died, okay? And so here, this is before that shot. It was an experimental shot. It wasn't tested on any people, okay? And we were telling people, folks, listen, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign at all, okay? When they tested it on animals, and all the animals that took the shot died, okay? And so way before any of the people that took it, we had Wendy Wilson. Wendy did a big study into the history of those vaccines, and it's not a good study. It's not a good history.
One of my favorite memes was two rats talking. It's just one picture. First one asks the second one, are you going to get the vaccine? The second one says, no, I'm going to wait till the human trials are over.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening, too. There.
Well, now, the Pastor Ernie, the way that I really realized something was wrong, like the COVID-19 had just hit, and I'm watching the news somewhere, and there is Gates on it, Bill Gates, and he's all excited, and he's saying, "Oh, we're going to need a vaccine. Everybody in the world's going to be needed a vaccine for this, and we're going to need boosters. We'll need 2-3 shots." He's real excited, like I'm talking right now. And when I know Bill Gates, I know the history about him, and I know what he's done with shots in Africa and Asia, and what 400,000 kids got polio in India because of him.
Yeah.
So I
there's warrants out for his arrest there, and what he did. Remember what he did in ailment that the girls get? I'm trying to think of what it is. It's something that especially young girls get. And I can't remember. But anyhow, I was at a meeting. I was at a meeting and I used to go into meetings before they knew who I was, and I could sit there between the World Health Organization, Sierra Club, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU. They were talking openly, and here, eight times as many, the human papillomavirus. That's what it was. Human papilloma.
Yeah, papilloma. Okay.
And they were talking about eight times as many girls died from the vaccine has died from the virus, and they were celebrating that was a big deal. Okay, and so
Yeah, India and Africa will have nothing to do with the Gates Foundation. They're actually the smartest countries on the planet.
Yeah, smart.
And so,
yeah, so right away, when I saw him behind it and how excited he was, oh, you're going to need a vaccine. Everybody in the world's going to, and Fauci was saying it too. This pandemic won't be over till everybody in the world is vaccinated. So when I saw that, that opened my eyes up, and sure enough, the Lord was giving me insight to it, and it turned out to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. John, we're coming up to, how much time do we have there? Yeah, I wanted to tell the folks, too, Lord's willing. Okay, we found out now how they're taking it down, what's bringing us down here. And so, but the problem of it is we don't right now. Our head engineer is in the hospital. We've been praying for him, and the opposition knows that. But we should have this problem rectified by Monday, okay? So you folks out there, I'm sorry to many of you. You know, we got knocked down off a lot of stations again, okay? And I apologize for it, but there's nothing we can do about it, okay? Again, they only do it to me, and it's because of programs like this one, but and having guests like you guys on there. But we're not going to quit. I've been on the air for 50 years. They've been doing this to me all these years. They've tried everything else, and we're still here, aren't we, by God's grace.
You're over the target, Pastor.
Yeah, we're over the target.
And,
and it's the content of the program that I've been told is the reason. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. That's what they're doing. Now, very quickly, I wanted to say before we go into prayer, folks, you don't know what's going on. Right on our border, our southern border, there's a civil war taking place down there in Mexico. The drug dealers that Biden wants to bring into this country, that he's keeping the gates open for, they're fighting with the Mexican armies out there, and they've got them outnumbered. Now, if Trump were in office, he would send special forces down there, and that would be taken care of in a hurry, okay? It would be really taken care of, okay? But Trump's not in office, and Biden is not on our side. Obama Biden is on the opposition side. His job is to keep the door open so the terrorists can come in, and boy, he's been bringing them in. By the way, I just had an article there on, and I was going to get to that one, too. Here in our country, we're having substations, electric grids are being shut, being attacked, and you're not hearing any of it. I mean, you're just not hearing. Here you go. Here you go. Media blackout over terror incident at a Vegas power plant. You're having these things happening all across the country, and you're not hearing anything about it. Over in Europe, in Germany, right now they're having a crisis. They're having a crisis with food, and they're having a crisis with heating oil.
Yep.
Okay. In France, they're ready to, again, the protests, they call them protesters, but they've had it. You know, they're about ready to riot. China, it's really bad in China. But you're not hearing any of that from the collective news media, okay, folks, and that's why we're here. John, you got about 5 minutes. Can you give a good invitation in 5 minutes?
I sure will, Pastor Ernie. And I think that the best way, Pastor Ernie, to know how to have assurance of eternal life, to be in heaven with Jesus Christ, is to, from the testimony of the people that are in heaven. How about that, Pastor Ernie?
Amen. That's the best way, yep.
Yeah. So we go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, and there's a there's the people singing in heaven, and they're singing to Jesus Christ, and it says, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Now here it is, for thou was slain, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And then it goes on to say, and has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So the people are telling us in heaven, they're singing to the Lord, we're there because you were slain. That means he died on the cross and has redeemed us to God by your blood. And then it goes to say every kindred, that's every tribe, every tongue, every language, and people and nation. So God is no respecter of persons, and he doesn't care if you're in the United States or you're in someplace in Africa or Asia. What he does respect is faith in Jesus Christ. That's what God respects. And he responds. God will respond to anyone that will trust Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So I can't think of a better witness of the people, but the people in heaven telling us how they got there. Now, there's another verse connected with this, and it's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, and then we see in heaven the world, every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. And they're there because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, then in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world. And the proof now is all the people in heaven that he gave his only begotten Son. And by giving his only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ, Romans 5:8 says, God commanded his love towards us, and that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he gave his only begotten Son that he loves us, and the proof he loves us is that Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. And then the next part of the verse says that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You must personally, it's not enough that God loves you. His love is there, but you must appropriate that love by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Those are the ones that are in heaven. So the way God's plan is that you have to repent, that you just can't, it's an act of the will, repentance. And God tells us, the word tells us, then we need to repent, to turn without Jesus Christ to Jesus Christ and his word, and then do what the people in heaven did. They believed that he died on the cross and shed his blood for their sin. They confessed him as their Lord and Savior. In fact, they give me a confession right there in heaven in Revelation 5:9.
You're absolutely right, John. We're out of time for tonight. Thank you. That was a great invitation. Well, I wanted to say, folks, good night. Hopefully, pray for us. Pray that we can be back on. Good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.